Spring Boot is a popular Java framework used for building enterprise-level applications. It streamlines the development process by providing a set of pre-configured tools and conventions. To build a career in the same, practice these top Spring Boot interview questions and answers. Question 1. What is the meaning of Spring Boot? Answer: Spring Boot can be defined as a project built on top of the Spring framework. It renders a faster and more accessible way to configure, run, and set web-based applications. Spring Boot is a module that provides a rapid application development feature to the Spring. It helps to create a standalone Spring-based app that can efficiently run as it needs minimal Spring configuration. Spring Boot is a framework for rapid Spring-based application development. It supports auto-configuration and embedded app servers with extensive documentation and community support. Spring Boot is the most popular Java technology to date. Here are some salient features of Spring Boot. Starters: it is a set of dependency descriptors that includes relevant dependencies at one go. Auto-configuration: it is a way to configure applications based on dependencies present in their class path automatically. Actuator: it helps to access production-ready features like monitoring, security, etc. Question 2. What are the key benefits of Spring Boot? Answer: Spring Boot creates standalone Spring-based applications that can be started using the Java jar. It can easily test web applications using different embedded HTTP servers like Jetty, Tomcat, etc. Thus, there is no need to deploy WAR files. It renders an opinionated starter POMs that simplifies your Maven configuration. It offers production-ready features such as health checks, metrics, and externalized configuration. It eliminates the need for XML configuration. It offers a CLI tool for building and testing Spring Boot applications. It provides a large number of plugins. Spring Boot also minimizes writing multiple boilerplate codes, XML configuration, and annotations. It accelerates productivity and reduces development time. Question 3. What are the features of Spring Boot? Answer: the following are a few features of Spring Boot. Web development: it is a well-suited Spring module for web app development. We can easily develop a self-contained HTTP server using embedded Jetty, Undertow, or Tomcat. We can deploy the Spring Boot Starter web module to start and run applications quickly. Spring Application: it is a class that provides a convenient way to bootstrap the Spring application. You can start such an application from the main method by calling a static run method. Application events and listeners: Spring Boot use events to handle a variety of tasks. It enables us to create factories files used to add listeners. One can refer to it by using the application listener key. It always creates factory files in the meta-inf folder, like meta-inf/spring.factories. Admin support: Spring Boot enables admin-related features for an application. It is used to manage and access an application remotely. One can enable admin support by using spring.application.admin-enabled property. Externalized configuration: Spring Boot enables us to externalize our application's configuration. It allows us to work with the same app in different environments. The application uses YAML files to externalize the configuration. Properties files: Spring Boot renders a rich set of application properties. Properties files help to set properties like server port equals 8082 and various others. It helps to organize an application's properties. YAML support: Spring Boot provides a convenient way to specify a hierarchical configuration. The Spring Application class automatically supports YAML and proves to be a potent alternative of properties. TypeSafe configuration: it has a strong TypeSafe configuration to validate and govern the application's configuration. Application configuration is a crucial task that should be TypeSafe. You can also utilize the annotation provided by this library. Logging: Spring Boot uses common logging for all the internal logging. The logging dependencies of Spring Boot are managed by default. One should not change the logging dependencies if there is no need for customization. Security Spring Boot applications are Spring Base's web applications. So, it is secure by default with basic authentication on all HTTP endpoints. A rich set of endpoints are available for develop a secure Spring Boot application. Question 4. How to create Spring Boot applications using Maven? Answer: You can create a Spring Boot project by multiple approaches. Spring Initializer, Spring Boot CLI, Spring Starter Project Wizard, Spring Maven Project. Question 5. How to develop a Spring Boot project using Spring Initializer? Answer: The Spring Initializer is a web-based tool given by the Pivotal Web Service. One can easily generate the Spring Boot project structure using Spring Initializer. It provides extensible APIs for creating JVM-based projects. It also offers several options for the project expressed in a metadata model. The metadata model allows you to configure a list of dependencies supported by the JVM and platform versions. It serves its metadata in a well-known way that provides the necessary assistance to third-party clients. Question 6. What do you understand by the Spring Boot annotations? Answer: Spring Boot annotations are a form of metadata that provides data about the program. Annotations provide a program's supplementary information. It is not a part of an application we develop and does not directly affect the code's operation they annotate. Also, it does not change the actions of a compiled program. Spring Boot offers many different annotations that help to configure several things for an application. Annotations provide us metadata about a program, which generally includes additional information. Spring Boot has simplified configuration by providing annotations. Spring Boot annotations is a type of metadata that provides information about the program that is not a part of the program itself. Annotations don't have any direct effect on a code's operation. It uses the convention over configuration principle and does not use XML. Question 7. What is dependency management in Spring Boot? Answer: The dependency management in Spring Boot is used to manage dependencies and configuration automatically without needing to specify a version for any dependencies. Question 8. Define Spring Boot starters? Answer: Spring Boot offers a number of starters that enables us to add jars to the class path. It has built-in starters that make development easier, quicker, and better. Spring Boot starters are the dependency descriptors. All the starters in a Spring Boot framework follow a similar naming pattern, Spring Boot starter - asterisk, where asterisk that represents a particular type of application. Question 9. What is an actuator in Spring Boot? Answer: Actuator is a sub-project of the Spring Boot framework. It includes a node of additional features that help to manage and monitor a Spring Boot application. The actuator endpoints the place wherein the resources live. We can use JMX and HTTP endpoints to manage and monitor Spring Boot applications. You should use an actuator to get production-ready features in the application. Question 10. What is a time leaf? Answer: The time leaf is an open-source library in Java, licensed under the Apache License 2.0. It is a HTML5/XHTML/XML template engine. TimeLeaf is a server-side, Java template engine for servlet-based web and non-web environments. It is ideal for modern-day HTML5 JVM web development and provides full integration with Spring. It applies a set of transformations to the template files to display text or data produced by an application. It is an ideal fit for serving XHTML/HTML5 in web applications. TimeLeaf provides a well-formed way of creating templates. It is based on XML attributes and tags. The XML tags define the execution of predefined logic on the document object model rather than explicitly writing the logic as code inside the template. Question 11. What is Spring Boot JPA? Answer: Spring Boot JPA is a specification for managing relational data in Java applications. It enables us to persist and access data between Java class/object and relational database. JPA is a set of interfaces that follows ORM, object relation mapping. It also renders a runtime entity manager API for processing transactions and queries on the objects against a database. It uses JPQL, an object-oriented, platform-independent query language. It covers three areas: Java Persistence API, Object Relational Metadata, and API defined in the persistence package. Question 12. What is it REST controller annotation in the Spring Boot framework? Answer: REST controller annotation in Spring is a convenience annotation that is annotated with at controller and at response body. It is applied to a class to mark as a request handler. Spring at REST controller annotation creates RESTful web services with Spring MVC and manages the mapping request data to a defined request handler method. Once the data handler generates a response body from the handler method, it converts it to XML or JSON response. Question 13. What is the difference between Spring Boot and Spring? Answer: Spring is a framework that provides various features which make web app development easier. Its features include data binding, dependency injection, data access, aspect-oriented programming, and many others. Over the years, Spring is getting more complex, which is why app configuration is becoming more intimidating. This is where Spring Boot comes in handy by simplifying Spring app configuration. Spring and Spring Boot's key difference is the former is of an unopinionated view, while the latter has an opinionated view of the libraries and platform. Following are two major benefits of Spring Boot. It automatically configures applications based on the artifacts it finds on the class path. It provides non-functional features such as security or health checks, common to every application in production. Question 14. What do you mean by Spring Initializer? Answer: Spring Initializer is a convenient way to build a Spring Boot project. Go to the Spring Initializer site, select a dependency management tool, either Gradle or Maven, a language, Kotlin, Java, or Groovy, a packaging scheme, WAR or JAR, version and dependencies, then download the project. It creates a skeleton project and saves the setup time, so we can concentrate on adding the business logic. Question 15. Mention the possible sources of external configuration? Answer: Spring Boot offers support for external configuration. It allows us to run the same application in different environments. We can use the environment variables, YAML files, properties files, command line option arguments, and system properties to specify configuration properties. Question 16. What is the need for Spring Profiles? Answer: Spring Profiles enables users to register beans based on their profile, test, prod, dev. When an application is running in development, some beans can be loaded. When an application is running in production, some other beans can be loaded. The Swagger documentation will be enabled only for the environment and disabled for all the others. It is done by using Spring Profiles. Spring Profiles enables users to map beans and components to specific profiles like the development, dev, profile, test profile, or production, prod, profile. In Spring Boot, at profile annotation helps to map components and beans to a certain profile. Developers can also set up profiles by using the Spring application, that is, Spring application.set additional profiles, dev. Question 17. What are the different phases of the RAD model? Answer: There are numerous stages of developing the RAD model: designing, analyzing, building, and testing. Let's take a look at its various phases. Stage 1. Business modeling. The business model for the product under development is designed in terms of the flow and distribution of information between various business channels. Complete business analysis is performed to find an information for business, how it can be obtained, processed, and derived. Stage 2. Data modeling. During this stage, all the gathered information is analyzed. Through analysis, the information is categorized into different groups that a company can utilize. Thereon, the quality of each data group is examined and given an accurate description. The relationship between groups of data and their usefulness is also defined in the business modeling step established during this phase. Stage 3. Process modeling. In this step, All the groups of gathered information during data modeling are converted into usable information. The modeling stage change, optimize, and define a set of data. Any descriptions for removing, adding, or changing the data objects are also created during the modeling phase. Stage 4, application generation. During this stage, all the gathered information is coded, and the system uses that information to create the prototype. The data models created are then turned to actual prototypes that are tested in the following step. Stage 5, testing and turnover. This step reduces the overall time in testing the created prototypes. Each model is tested separately to find and quickly adapt the components to make the most effective product. Since most elements have already been examined previously, there are no significant problems with the prototype. Question 18. What is a RAD model? Answer: RAD stands for Rapid Application Development. It is a software development process that uses minimal planning for rapid prototyping. A prototype refers to a working model functionally equivalent to the component of a product. In the RAD model, the functional modules are built in parallel as prototypes and integrated to make a complete product for faster product delivery. As there is no detailed pre-planning, it simplifies to incorporate changes within the development process. RAD follows an incremental and iterative model with small teams of domain experts, developers, customer representatives, and other IT resources working progressively on their prototype and component. An essential aspect for a RAD model to be successful is to ensure that the prototypes developed are reusable. The RAD model has the following phases: business modeling, data modeling, process modeling, application generation, testing and turnover. Question 19. Explain DevTools in Spring Boot. Answer: DevTools in Spring Boot boosts the productivity of developers. So, one doesn't need to redeploy an application every time any changes are made. It enables the developer to reload changes without needing to restart the server. Question 20. What is the use of at-request mapping and at-rest controller annotation in Spring Boot? Answer: at-request mapping. Developers use this annotation for mapping web requests onto handler methods in the request handling classes. The process is known as routing. At-rest controller developers use this annotation to build RESTful web services by utilizing the modeled view controller of Spring. The at-rest controller maps the request data to specified request handler methods. Once the handler method generates a response body, this annotation modifies it to JSON or XML response. Thank you for listening to our podcast.